And when I start working with it, with the flesh and bringing it under control, you'll see a child is spoiled. Y'all have seen a person. Have you ever seen people out in public with an untrained, undisciplined child? Have you ever seen that? That child don't care how it cut up and whine and show out, and that person ain't doing nothing with you. Better stop that. You better stop that. And the more they say stop it, the worse they get. And my flesh wanted to whine and cry. But you know what I did? How many of y'all ever seen Red Skelton? That's an old, some of you young people probably don't even know who I'm talking about. Y'all heard of Red Skelton? Okay. One time, his wife called him on the phone. It tickled me. I never forgotten it. I told it before somewhere. She was chewing him out. I mean, she was letting him have it. He just tied a knot in the cord and just tightened it down. You could hear a voice that goes. And that's what I had to do to my flesh. It was streaming, and I just choked it out. How you do it? I went to the Word, and I let the flesh know, you're not going to have your way. If you follow after the flesh, you will die. Amen. But if you follow after the Spirit, you will what, live. Amen. And have victory in life. And so God said, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear to my saying. And what I did, I'm going to read some more scripture, but I have some sayings, some things that God said. And you know what the Bible says? And I want you to listen. I'm going to try my best to be just write down this as simple as I can get it tonight. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. What is that? What it says? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then James said, be ye what? Doers of the word, and not what? Hearers only. See, if you just hear and don't take any action, you have what? Deceived your own self. The word of God works, and what I want to say about Satan and what we're up against, that's why you need the word. And Psalms 119, verse 130, I think 31, somewhere in there. He said, the entrance thy word giveth what? Light, and it gives understanding to the simple. And Satan is a clever joker. And he want to catch you on your blind side. He want to operate in the area where you are ignorant. Or he also would take the advantage of you where you're lazy. That went old big there. And lazy and undisciplined. He will take the advantage of you. In another area, he take the advantage of people. And so many people are sorely deceived. Sorely, it's so sad that preachers and whoever, I don't know who did it, but I blame the preachers because they call themselves, we call ourselves, I ain't in that bunch, call themselves teacher of the word. They hurt people by teaching them lies. Using the Bible, taking the word out of its setting, saying things that the Bible did not say. And that's the absolute truth. And so many people, they're walking around right now, God's in control of this. No, he's not. No, he's not. Jesus said real plain, go you in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How can he be in control when he told you to go do it? I got vehicles. I got keys to each one of them. If I give you the set of keys to my vehicle and you get in it, I say, you take it and go whatever and go pick up this and go do that. Then you mean to tell me if you run off or something go wrong, I'm to blame for it? I gave it to you. Come on, talk to me now, y'all. Don't get quiet on me. I put you in charge. So if anything happened to that vehicle, anything happened out there, who's responsible? The one that I put in charge. And then when people die early, God wanted them. Oh, come on now. God don't change his mind back and forth like that. Come on now, come on, come on. He said, with long life, didn't he say it? We're going to get to some of those. I'm just going to give you a scripture, what God said. Sometimes we just need to find out what God said and stop listening to what people say. You just don't never know. Well, then what's wrong with the word? It ain't true. And God is being accused of bringing COVID-19 on the earth. He's been accused of that.